Well, today marks the end of Alaska's student count period, which determines how much funding public schools receive. To get full funding, schools need at least 10 students, but at the Yakov Nevetsatov School in Atka, there are only 6. KUCB's Zoe Sobel has more on what that means for the community.
Unless 4 more students enroll, this will be the last year there's a school in Atka.
Something would have to happen pretty quickly in order to create a climate that would allow for the financing and maintenance of the school operations here.
Joe Beckford is superintendent of the Aleutian Region School District, which also includes ADAC.
Functionally, after this year, if we don't have 10 students, then it's not possible to keep the school open financially.
For every year a school is under the 10-student minimum, it loses 25% of its state funding. In Atka, Beckford says the community can't make up for that $150,000 loss because there is no local taxing authority. They are completely dependent on state money. Sonia Mills is the sole teacher in Atka. This is her 3rd year at the school, which she chose for its far-flung location.
This is a beautiful place. This is a good, good community. The school is nice. We have a lot here. The people are friendly, the fishing is good, there could be jobs, there's nice housing, the water is clean. There's so much to offer here.
When she took the position, Mills knew the school might close in the near future, but she's still hopeful that won't happen.
We've got 4, 5 or more little ones coming up, and we've got little ones in the school now. So in a couple years, there would be 10, but if you can't wait, then these people are going to move away, and now there's nothing.
She says that's a troubling prospect for a place like Atka, which has been at the forefront of Ununga cultural revitalization efforts.
The revitalization is happening, and they're getting this education, and then you send them off because there's no school anymore. Oh, it would be further decimated. You'd see an entire culture just wiped away. And that just should be criminal.
The school is central to the community's cultural activities. The Atka dancers, who created many of the Ununga dances performed around the region, started in the school. The native village of Atka also partners with the school to hold Ununga Tenu language classes. Crystal Dushkin is the director of cultural affairs in Atka and has 2 daughters in the school.
They've seen what it's like to live outside of Atka, and they still choose to live here over anywhere else. We want our kids to grow up out here in the same setting that both my husband and I were able to grow up in. We want for our kids the same type of childhood and connection with our land and culture, our foods that we enjoyed.
Dushkin spent all her grade school years in Atka. Her husband grew up in Nikolsky. As a student, she says the school typically had around 20 students, and there were no immediate concerns about numbers. But in the past decade, people have left for a variety of reasons.
We've seen so many of our people move away for economic reasons, largely for, work and housing, and then for, education purposes, too. And then we've had elders who have been moving out for health concerns.
Now that means there's a lot up in the air for Dushkin, her family, and her community.
We don't know how many families would choose to stay out here if there were no longer a school. We don't know how many kids there will be left here in Atka. That's why I say the future is really uncertain right now.
Atkins are looking into the feasibility of making the school a tribal school, as well as considering homeschooling. But as a teacher, Mills says having to explore those options is like a slap in the face, because the money the state will save by closing the school is a drop in the bucket. She says it sends a strong message about the state's priorities.
It would make zero difference, if you were to take that money and put it into a larger school district. It's just a minuscule amount in comparison, but what is lost is astronomical should it come, close down.
Superintendent Beckford says there will be a community meeting in November to discuss Atka's options. He says residents are hopeful something will happen to bring families to the region soon, like if the local fish plant were to operate for more of the year. While Atka is the region's only school in immediate danger of closing, others aren't too far from the cutoff. To the west, Adak has 13 students. To the east, Akutan has 18. The Aleutian and Pribilof Islands have seen multiple school closures over the past decade. In 2017, St. George Island lost its school. In 2015, Cold Bay School closed. In 2012, it was Nelson Lagoons. And in 2010, it was Nikolsky's. In on Alaska, I'm Zoe Sobel.